So, baptism. We believe in what we call believer's baptism. We say, well, believer's baptism, what is believer's baptism? Do you believe in believer's baptism because you're a Baptist? No, because we believe in believer's baptism, we are Baptists. That's There are many traditions within the Christian church regarding baptism. And all we are seeking to do is replicate as best we can what we understand took place in New Testament times. We're trying to do what happened to Jesus, because our call is to follow Jesus. So we want to do what happened with Jesus. Jesus went to John the Baptist. Many other people were going to John the Baptist to be baptized. And we're told they went to John the Baptist because they wanted to repent. They wanted to turn their lives around, and they wanted some way of marking, we now follow a new way. We follow God. And so they went to John the Baptist and they asked for baptism, a baptism of repentance that marked the new beginning. And so baptism is about repentance. It's marking that turning around. And so if we come to that point in our own lives where we say, I am desiring to be a follower of Jesus. I'm not talking about saying, okay, I was baptized or christened when I was a baby, or I was baptized when I was a few weeks old. I don't think it meant much to me. It meant a great deal probably to my parents, but not to me. But if we come to that point of thinking, I want to turn my life around, I want to follow Jesus, then baptism is a key element, a key part of that journey. Jesus was baptized, and we're told that heaven was open and God spoke words of affirmation to say to his son, Son, I love you. Such important words all of us need to hear. Son, I love you. Daughter, I love you. I'm pleased with you. And so that's what we see in John the Baptist. Baptism of repentance. When Jesus himself is baptized, it becomes something slightly different, not just of repentance. But John the Baptist says to Jesus, hang on, Jesus, I shouldn't be baptizing you, you should be baptizing me. And Jesus says, no, to fulfill everything my Father wants me to do, I must be baptized. And so we discover that baptism, it's about repentance, marking that turning around, but it's also about obedience. It's about obedience. Why should you be baptized as a believer, as a follower of Jesus? To mark turning your life around, yes, but also because that's what the Father wants you to do. It's an obedient step. It's a step of obedience. When the Apostle Paul wrote letters to the church in Rome, he described a fresh understanding of baptism. It wasn't just about repentance, turning your life around. It's not just about obedience, but he wanted to tie it very much into Jesus. And what he wanted to say was, look, Jesus died on the cross. But then he didn't stay dead. He died on the cross, but then he rose to life again. Let's see baptism as a death and as a rising to life. As a death and a resurrection. When you go down into the water, and when those who are being baptized, when they are baptized, they will come down into the water, and having confessed their faith, they will go underneath the water. And that's a symbol of death. It's almost like the water is a grave. So they die. That's what the Apostle Paul wanted to communicate. Death. But then they come up out of the water. That's like resurrection. That's what the Apostle Paul talked about. It's not just repentance, turning your life around. It's not just a step of obedience. It is both of those things. But Paul said, it's marking in your own life for yourself. Never mind what your parents did. Never mind what your friends have done. This is about you. You turning your life around, walking in obedience, and saying, I will mark in my own life, with my body, I will mark death and resurrection. And that's what we celebrate today. Now, what's going to happen is that three being baptized will come up and give their testimony, just a few words as to why, in a sense, why they're making this step to be baptized. We're going to do this in age order, just in case you think there's any ulterior motive for how they're doing it. So it's going to be age, so it's going to be Reuben first. Reuben will come up and just share a few words with you, then sit down. Then Alison will come up and do the same, and then Audrey will do the same. When they've done that, Steve Winston's going to join me, and we'll go down into the baptistry, and Reuben will come down into the baptistry, into the water. I'll ask him a couple of, well, I'll say a few words to him, and ask him a couple of questions. When he affirms, gives the correct answer, they're not difficult questions, then I will baptise him. And when he just comes up out of the water, we'll stay in the baptismal pool to pray for him and pray a blessing on him. There will be, you'll see on your sheet, there is a song, Be Still, is for Reuben. And after Reuben has been baptised, Alison will come in, and the same thing will happen for her. And after she, when she's still in the water, but has come up out of the water, as it were, and then there is Be Thou My Vision, three verses there, and then Audrey, and she's baptised, made the mind of Christ my Saviour. And you've got all the verses, I think, on that. Okay. Reuben.
Joshua 24 and verse 15 says, choose this day whom you will serve. That's what I'm doing today. Being brought up in a Christian family, and frankly, having been to church for as long as I can remember, I can't really put my finger on a dramatic life-changing moment when I met Jesus. Coming to know him really and personally has taken years, but today is a defining milestone on my journey. I know that there was a time when I didn't really believe. As a young child, I was more interested in reading my books than engaging with what was actually happening in the service. It's been a gradual journey to faith, and I'd like to thank Kay and Julie for the help and support they gave and continue to give me in Discoverers and Jam Donuts. Nevertheless, I am certain God has always been with me. From when I was born 16 weeks early, and I weighed less than an iPad, through my time at first and middle school, where I struggled both physically and academically, but particularly with anything my first school. And on into high school, where God demonstrated his wonderful grace and helped me to defy early expectations of failure and pass my GCSE maths. I know he will continue to be with me wherever I go. Until very recently, I had always wondered how I would know when God wanted me to do something. Several weeks ago in Discoverers, I asked Claire about this, but I still struggled with how you just knew when something was God's will. I had vaguely thought about baptism before, but I wasn't really sure until I had Ed's baptism session. Afterwards, it just felt right, like God was calling me to be baptised. This feeling settled the more I thought about it. Shortly after I made the decision, I discovered my granny had been praying that I might reach this point. I choose Jesus today, and I'm excited to see what God has planned for me now as I take this step of faith.
last, definitely not least.
Stanley and I came to Lincolnshire about 12 and a half years ago. And coming from the Presbyterian Church in Northern Ireland, we wondered, where will we worship? The warm welcome we received here in Evesham Baptist Church helped our decision. Could I just add, it was the people, but it was not the building. As a child, my parents brought me to be baptised in the Presbyterian tradition, where parents and the congregation took vows to bring the child up under a Christian influence so that the young person in time could make his or her own decision to follow Jesus. And in my teen years, I took that decision and so began my spiritual journey. Since joining Evesham Baptist Church and Edward's teaching, I too, like Alison, have considered believer's baptism from time to time. When this service was arranged for Easter Sunday, I felt, not for me this time. I won't be here, as I hope to be in Belfast over Easter. However, when the dates changed and brought forward a week, I had to reconsider. So here I am today. I look on this as a further step in the journey with Jesus, because there is no retirement in the Christian life.
Reuben, I've chosen a Bible verse particularly for you. I've prayed about you and I thought, well, there's lots of verses in the Bible that I could bring for you, but this is the one I've chosen, Reuben, for you. And it's this, it's a verse that I would like you to take with you and let it be with you. It says this, 1 Corinthians 1 verse 25, "For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength." Couple of questions, Reuben, for you. Reuben, do you humbly repent of all your sins and freely confess that Jesus is your Lord and Saviour?
Yes, I do.
Do you promise that from this day forward you will follow Jesus wherever he leads you?
Yes.
Reuben, upon this, your confession of faith, I now baptize you into Jesus. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. come to this point in your journey of following Jesus. And as I think you've said yourself, you've come towards the end of your life. And yet, as you take this step, you are a wonderful example to those just starting out. The verse, Audrey, that I've chosen for you is from 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11. Audrey, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. And the verses, or the questions for you, Audrey. Audrey, do you humbly repent of all your sins and freely confess that Jesus is your Lord and Saviour?
Yes, I do.
Audrey, do you promise that from this day forward you will follow Jesus wherever he leads you?
Yes, I do.
Audrey, upon this, your confession of faith, I now baptise you into Jesus. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You might say, well, I'm well established in a particular way of thinking. I couldn't possibly change. Have you ever felt that? That's what repentance means. It literally means changing your mind. Repentance. And it may be that what God is calling you to right now as your next step in following Jesus is a baptism of repentance. To say, I was baptized perhaps as a little baby, as a little child, but it was for my parents, and that's who it's for, really. And I need to be baptized because I have turned my life around and I desire to follow Jesus. It may be that there's something else you need to be taking as your next step. You might say, well, I've already been baptized, but maybe church membership, It may be giving a greater proportion of your income to God. It may be a change in your career. It may be a repairing a relationship. It may be all sorts of things that God is calling you to. And I'm going to pray in just a moment, and the prayer is going to be very simple, that God would direct each one of us to exactly what it is that we need to be doing or saying as our next step. It could be baptism, it could be something else. But let's pray. Gracious Father, I thank you for the baptisms that we've witnessed and been part of. And Father, we pray that for each one of us, we would hear the words from you. You're my son, you're my daughter, I love you, I am pleased with you. And Father, would you reveal to us what it is our next step? Amen. Here's the thing, I guarantee for at least 50% of you, if not more, you already know what you've got to do. You say, well, how do you know that? I just know. You know what you need to do. And for some of you, what God is asking you to do, for you, in your way of thinking, wherever you're at, for some of you, it's going to be very immediate. I can do that. For others of you, there will be many other stages you will have to go through before you fully accept what God wants you to do. But remember this day, and remember what God is calling you to today. Now, we're going to draw our worship together with one more song. We're going to sing "The Lord's My Shepherd." And this is a confessional song. That's confessing our faith. Lord, I will follow you wherever you lead. And we stand as we sing this.
Oh,
If you need somebody to speak to help you in your next step, then please come and speak to me, or really anybody else that you know and trust in the church, to help you, to encourage you to take your next step. And a blessing. May the Lord richly bless you. May his life lift you. May his love fill you. May you experience all your needs being met as his love and his kindness is lavished upon you. May the Lord bless you with peace. May the Lord bless you with joy. May the Lord bless you with that knowledge that he delights in you. May the living God bless you today. Amen.